Blog Talk Radio.
J1.
If the feeling don't stay there, then why are you still lazy? It's time to move on. It's time to move on. If the feeling don't stay there, then why are you still lazy?
Yeah.
time, I tell you, boy, that takes me back a long time ago, boy, when we was doing some of those things. We was gliding across the floor, thought we was doing something, thought we was stepping. As a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, so glad to have that blue and white out there making it do what it do. That's what we're going to do tonight on Talking Sports Plus. We're going to make it do what it do. This is the hottest radio station on internet, WBSW. Internet Talk Radio, and this show is one of the major reasons why, because we're Talking Sports Plus. Our original and our first show that kicked us off through Blog Talk Radio started in September 2017. I had to think back. See, time moves really fast, man. I tell you, down in South Florida, we was doing some things down there. We had a chance to bring it up north and make it do what it do. We're real excited about that. Now, Talking Sports Plus is going to be hosted by myself, Dr. Louisa D. Smith. I had to make sure I get that shout out, because I was talking, so I forgot to make sure I let everybody know who's on the mic. So glad to be able to be here with you. Talking Sports Plus, the voice of a historical black college and university, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So we're so blessed to have a chance to get the word out to you. You can be a part of this show. We want you to dial in, call in by using 347-857-4192. Press 1, and we'll make sure we get you on the line so you can offer your ideas or what's happening in your neighborhood or your neck of the woods in regards to sports. It's good to be here. We have some awesome people that join us throughout our show's been here as volunteers, has been experts and co-hosts. We're going to call those individuals out in a minute, but we want to continue to give you a way to connect with us because we're being broadcast through 4 devices. So we're glad to have an opportunity. That means we're using 4 networks to get the word out to you. The web link, if you want to connect with us that way, is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. And if you're interested in possibly tweeting the show, you have that opportunity. You can go to at The Smith Way Production, at Talking Sports Plus with the number 1, as well as at Coach_L_Smith, at Tremaine Edwards with the number 7, at Elliot Darrow with the number 1. And we're just so glad to have all those options there. And if you just want to make contact directly with me, you can as well. That's at LorenzaDSmith15. If you want to check us out on Instagram, partners with Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. We're broadcasting through their network, through their Instagram account, and it is just truly, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville. Check us out. We're so glad to have several people already join us. Appreciate it. Frat Brothers, appreciate friends, appreciate members of the Divine Nine for taking time to be a part of that, part of this, and that's what it's all about. Now, we want you to keep in mind why it could go across your mind. Why should I take time to check these guys out on this Talking Sports Plus? We're the voice. You want to know about the historical black colleges and universities from the grassroots level, check us out. Every other Wednesday, we're so glad to come before you. We are also heard in essence, watched and heard in 18 countries. See, God is so good. He blessed us to be able to get the voice out through this vessel, including the United States, north of the borders, Canada, south of the borders, Mexico. So we're so glad to be able to bring this to you. And those individuals who take time out of their busy schedule to be a part of this, to be the co-host along with me on this show, I want to give them a shout. Hales from Central Alabama. She's a millennial. This young lady is part of the beginning of this. She's been here since we started this back in 2017. None other than Coach Lauren D. Smith, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. We also have joining us This young lady's an author. She's a life coach. She's the owner of a professional team in the division of the semi-pro, the River Region Jungles, none other than Coach Sarita Duncan. Also joining us from the northern part of the state of Alabama. We're just excited to have this young man. He's the head coach, Madison Middle School. Previously, he was at Chapman Middle School in Huntsville, the author and coach of 6 girls middle school basketball championship, 5 boys middle school championships, 2 middle school football championship. He carries the name Coach Tremaine the King Edwards. We're so glad to have Coach Edwards who chimes in from time to time. We also have this young man joining us from South Central Alabama. This young man retired with the, his job was his last job, he said, officially full-time, 2018 with the Alabama High School Athletic Association as the number 2 man in charge, the associate executive director of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. They called him Touchdown Tony Stallworth. That name was given to him over 15 years ago when he was a co-host, another one of our fraternity brothers, who I will call out in a minute on Hot 105. None other than Coach Tony Touchdown Stormworth. This young, and Tony's also a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We have another young man that joined us from South Central Alabama. He serves in many capacities, working in the school system, making a difference in the lives of our young people. He also have an opportunity on his extracurricular activity, which is he's out officiating games with the Alabama High School Athletic Association, none other than my fraternity brother. So glad to have him on here and be a part of it. That's Coach and official Marvin Smith. Thank you, Brother Marvin. When you join us, we will look forward to having you on. And never last and never be least, he's our true, true backbone. He's the individual with the background in production. He's a well-known radio personality. He's our radio personality. He hails from South Alabama, by the way of Alabama to Montgomery, from Montgomery to Troy, and from Troy to Dothan. Again, the man that helps us set this up, help us to put us in the right position since 2017. My fraternity brother, none other than the Don King of drag racing, the Don King of all things, the conductor of the E train coming out of Hop all the way down back to Dothan and back to Hop, none other than my friend, brother Darryl E-Train Elliott. So we're so glad to have them awesome individuals joining us from the Divine Nine. God is so good. He's blessed us to be able to come before you and share something. As I mentioned on Blog Talk Radio, that's www.blogtalkradio.com, WBSW Internet Talk Radio. That's We're the Voice of the Smith Way production. You can check us out by calling in, and you want to just listen to the show, that's awesome. If you want to be able to share your thoughts, make sure you press 1, and I'll get you on the line so you can chat with us by calling out the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. On Facebook, if you're with us on Facebook, I'm so glad to have you because it is truly, truly a blessing. We have 2 devices working our Facebook division. That's facebook.com facebook.com/drldalbertosmith. And I mentioned earlier, Instagram. That's Zeta Phi Sigma, Greenville, Alabama. Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated is our partners in our ventures as we move forward. Thank you, the brothers of that chapter. Keep on doing. They share with me all the time. We are the most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. So, brothers, keep doing what you're doing down there. You're making a difference. Thank you so much. We want to give a shout-out to Romisha Anderson. Thank you so much for joining us. It's good to have you. And we're going to get started with our show tonight. And our title is Spring Championship Football 2020. And it's a blessing to be able to get started talking sports. But before we do that, we want to talk about some of those individuals in our Black History moment. We pick one to make sure every show we talk about someone who made an impact. And I always tell everybody those individuals will come from the as being members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated in sports or athletics. We're going to give a shout out to this young man. This young man is really, really what we call a Rhodes Scholar. You have seen him if you've seen any sports center. He's a voice of the NFL. Constantly, he's always making decisions. He was a part of the defense out of Seattle. And we know they was known as that defense that was the Dunes defense. None other than Brother Richard Sherman came through Beta Tau chapter at Stanford University. Brother Sherman is a Rhodes Scholar. He's also have been playing in the NFL with Seattle Seahawks. He's also now an all-pro and been an all-pro cornerback. He was mentioned many times for awards for making a difference in the community. He's a Super Bowl champion. We definitely had to give him a shout out. Now, if my memory don't slip away, he's a member of the San Francisco 49ers, none other than Brother Richard Sherman of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Let's move forward with Spring Championship Football 2020. There are some things that are happening in the historical Black college and university spotlight and the conferences that make up that are participating in sports going in this spring 2020. You have the Southwest Athletic Conference, who is at full force, all except Alcorn State University, who decided to opt out. But the other teams are participating through the COVID-19. Games have been canceled, but they're still pushing forth for May the 1st, which will be the Cricket Wireless Swag Championship, which is the Southwest Athletic Conference. You also have several teams that are participating from the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, even though they as a whole opted out. But these teams are using the spring to get even better. These teams are using an opportunity to play competitive football. You have South Carolina State. You have Delaware State are participating in spring football 2020. So let's talk about the historical Black colleges and universities. What's the spotlight? What's it all about? We're going to focus on what's been trending recently in historical Black colleges and university athletics. Recently, we're going to give a shout out to an all-pro Hall of Famer who played in the NFL for many years before He retired. He decided to come back and want to make an impact in historical black colleges and universities. Tennessee State University made a decision to hire Eddie Jones, who played at Ohio State University, won their Heisman. So he took this new challenge of being the head football coach of Tennessee State University. We want to talk about the impact. The impact is arrived. Truly, we have to say that every school is trying to get a splash hire. When we say splash, we want to make the hire that here comes Sports Center. Here come all the news networks, ESPN, sports networks, sporting news coming to your campus. The standards was pretty much set recently back in September when Jackson State University decided to turn the reins of their athletic program football to primetime, beyond primetime standards. I told many people the impact of Dion hiring is going to affect every other team in the MEAC, the SWAC, as well as Tennessee State University and a couple other schools that left the MEAC and moved to the Big South and moved to other FCS conferences. Now we see as the leaves begin to blossom from what has happened in Jackson State University. The impact of hiring primetime Sanders beyond coach beyond primetime Sanders have led to Eddie Jones being hired as the head coach of Tennessee State University. We can see the impact. Now, the question is what effect will that will be on historical black colleges and university football. One of the key things that we have, and I want you to pay close attention, there's an opportunity this spring that the SWAC as well as the MEAC have had an opportunity for every one of their games to be broadcast at the prime time hour. And I know we say it's 7 o'clock at night. The hour for football that people want to really see it is in that 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock time frame. So by making the hire that was done in Jackson State, I applaud their administration. I applaud the athletic director. I applaud those fans for wrapping themselves around Dion to lead to Jackson State. To lead to Jackson State bringing in an opportunity like PepsiCo, an opportunity like Subway, an opportunity like Dodge. Those are bringing that hire brought those individuals. Now, Eddie Jones will have the same opportunity. We will see more Tennessee State games broadcast to continue to lift up the historical black college and university. The thing that other historical black colleges and universities must realize, they can no longer keep with what's been going on. What they're going to have to do, and I'll say this, is begin to make some decision where that program's going to be. Because if more of the splash hires happen, and if you don't make the splash hire, or you don't have a person to compete in there, you will fall further and further down in your division. The Southwest Athletic Conference has two divisions. You have the Western Division. That includes Southern University, Grambling State University, Texas Southern University, Prairie View A&M University, Arkansas Pine Bluff University, and now the addition of Alcorn State University brought from the east over to the west. It's going to be competitive. It was competitive already. Then you also have in the Eastern Division of the SWAC conference. You have teams like Alabama A&M University, Alabama State University, Jackson State University, Florida A&M University, New Edition, Bethune-Cookman University, college, let me get that clear, college is joining. You have Mississippi Valley University as a part of this. So you have six teams that will be on this side called the East. It's going to be quite competitive. So get ready. And I hope I did omit Jackson State because I said them earlier and I want to make sure they're in the East division. That's a competitive division. What the hire and what has happened with the addition of the teams from the MEAC, which is the old, in essence, the old teams of the MEAC is now the new teams in the SWAC of Florida A&M and Bethune-Cookman College. You're talking a very competitive East and very competitive West and a very competitive SWAC conference. However, we got to ask the question, what's going to happen to the MEAC, the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference? Let me explain a few things. Losing FAMU, Bethune-Cookman, as well as losing previously Hampton University. Those are three traditional colleges that have been around a long time. So they're losing some major players. So we're going to have to watch to see what the MEAC will do to add teams to their conference, because they're going to need some teams. Now we have two other conferences that make up the historical black colleges and universities who are not playing any football during this time, and they'll resume in the fall. They are Division II competitors. You have the South or the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. Teams that you may be really familiar with is Tuskegee University, Miles College, Clark of Atlanta, Morris Brown College, Morehouse College, Kentucky State University. You also have Central State University, those teams that make up partly of that SIAC. Then we have the last conference of the HBCU, which is a division school, Division II school, which is a Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association called the CIAA. And you have your study floor teams there. You have Virginia State University. Also in the MEAC, you have Virginia Union. Then coming down that coast, you have Fayetteville State. You have many other teams that make up that CIAA. So we look forward to be competitive in the fall. So the impact of hiring Eddie George, Dion, will force teams now to do a good job of seeking candidates that's going to bring the program up. Yeah, we're no longer just selling for a coach without any experience. First thing you'll say, well, Dion didn't have any experience. Well, sometimes whether you have experience in coaching or experience in life. Eddie George didn't have any coaching, don't have any coaching experience. But what did you bring to the table by being in that seat? Sometimes you have to make that decision. You want to splash high to keep you competitive or just higher so you can say you're part of the conference. We want you to be a part of it. It's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I will get you on the line, and you can have a conversation or a chat with me. This is Dr. Louis D. Smith about Spring Championship Football 2020. The next topic we want to focus on, and everybody that knows in the state of Alabama and the state of Louisiana and pretty much all over the conference, over the country, you have the 2021 Spring Magic City Football Classic. It will be held on Saturday, April the 17th. The competition will be between Alabama State University and Alabama A&M. The caveat to those teams being able to play is that both teams have a chance, if they win the game, to go to the Cricket Wireless. When I say both, whoever wins the game, out of the two, you get a chance to go to the Cricket Wireless SWAC 2021 Football Championship on May the 1st. If I'm not mistaken, Birmingham, Alabama, to be a part of deciding who will be the actual 20 champion of the SWAC. 2020 champion. That's the decision that's going to be made, because it's actually been moved back because of COVID-19. We moved it to the spring football for the SWAC and some of the MEAC that wanted to play in other FCS teams that are now playing. Some things about the pageantry. There's going to be some major changes that's about to occur in at the Magic City Classic. That'll be held at Legion Field in Birmingham, Alabama on Saturday. You have the capacity being reduced to at about 20,000. You have fans that are not attending. So you have a chance to go to something different. And there's an article was written in the Alabama AL.com. It says Spring Magic City Classic isn't classy, but still benefits schools. It is one of the last at Legion Field. This is how important this is to the Magic City Classic, because as of October the 1st, 2021, Birmingham, the city of Birmingham, will be opening up their new stadium. They have spent millions and millions of dollars so it can be downtown close to their civic center. The name of the stadium is Progressive Stadium, who seats about 41,000. So there has been some discussion in being this possibly in the last Magic City Classic at Legion Field. And the discussion is all centered around how many people can we put in the stadium. This last one, where the pageantry used to be, you won't see a lot of that because of the pandemic. You will not see the early morning parade. You will not see RVs and trucks and tents tailgating. You will not be able to get that custom-made barbecue or see the custom-made barbecue grills that most likely during the fall invade the stadium parking lot. You won't get a chance to see that, where that'd be a weekend full of festivity. You won't get a chance to see a halftime battle of the band, which usually is quite competitive, people. The folks have a ball up there. The pageantry is there. The game will truly kick off as truly a game at 6:30. It's aired on ESPN. And normally there's a concert. That will not be a post-game concert. So the goal is to sell about 15,000 tickets. not the idea that it can seat 71,000, the idea that if they can sell 15,000, they can meet a small goal, a goal that's set. So it is a challenge. I recommend you, if you are comfortable being in the stadium and supporting either one of those teams, put your meat in the seat. That's what would be the key to getting these 15,000 tickets. Don't worry about whether it's supposed to be 70,000. Focus on the 15,000 if you can be a part of it. If you can't, you can check it out on ESPNU. Kickoff is at 6:30, as I said. It's all about still having a classic. But finally, I want you to understand when we're talking about the impact of the Magic City Classic this spring is we're still on the COVID-19 protocol. If you go to Birmingham, it is a mask mandate. So you're expected to wear the mask and adhere to the ordinance in Birmingham if you plan on attending. That's for all attendees. So if you're not, gather around your television and watch the Magic City Classic. They changed the name just to be a little, you know, funny. And the funniness of it was it'll be the Corona Classic because of coronavirus. We just ask you, if you can't attend, check it out. A lot has caused us to see the records being Alabama State is 3-1. And they had a big win this last weekend against Mississippi Valley. The final score was 42-17. Then you have Alabama A&M who's undefeated with 3 games. Hadn't been able to play until they played last Saturday night. And they had about, in Jackson, Mississippi, it was a good crowd because you remember Mississippi moved all restriction. The state of Mississippi, the governor moved all restriction. That was a good crowd, but they was very successful by beating Jackson State 52-43. So you got high scoring games from both schools that competed against each other to see who will go to the Eastern and represent the Eastern Division in the championship game on May the 1st. Get out and support your team or get around your TV and support your team. It is the 79th Magic City Classic. Call in number is 347-857-4192. I want to give a shout out to a couple people that's joining us. And I'm going to try to wave at them without knocking over my equipment. We have Demetria, I'm going to say Demetrius.Martin, 904. Then we have Nova Sigmas. Thank you, Nova Sigmas, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And we just had DJ Cool Breeze, 1914, one joining us. Thank you, my brother. Of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. I'm going to give you a shout out and say Blue Five to you, and thank you for joining us. Also, we want to make sure when you call in, press 1, and we'll get you on the line, and we'll have a chat and come. So you can share some things about the Magic City Classic. There's a lot of discussion about that, whether or not it should stay in Birmingham. That's something we need to talk about eventually, but we have to remember where we're going to go with it. We can't seat but 20,000, 25 at the most at Alabama State University Stadium and 20,000 at Alabama A&M Stadium. So 41 is better than nothing. So let's move forward and have an awesome time. Support, truly, truly support your school, or if it's a family member school, just really, really look into that and see how you can be on the network watching it, because by being on the network, that money goes to that conference to be split among all of those students. Next discussion, we're going to talk about the 2021 Bayou Football Classic. It's going to be held not in New Orleans, in Mercedes Stadium. It's going to be held in Shreveport between Southern University and Grambling State University. Both of the teams are for sure. Southern is sitting in that second slot behind University of Arkansas Pine Bluff, who's leading the conference. Yes, most of the teams do not have enough games, haven't been able to play because games been canceled because of COVID-19. As a public service announcement right now, let's realize that we still have COVID-19 and coronavirus in existence. We have protocols that we must follow regardless of someone or some official saying we don't need to have it. We don't need to have a mask mandate because they believe you can keep the mask on. Yes, you may have had the vaccination, but you got to keep in mind, it doesn't work if you don't wear your mask. Stay at home. Stay 6 feet. And wash your hands. It doesn't. People can tell you anything they want to. So follow the protocols and make sure you do that so we can have a successful, if it's not even the fall, because a lot of this is going to go into the fall, this even with the vaccination, that's going to go into 4 or 5 years. So we have to get ready for that. However, let's do what's right now. Because if we want to be real true, it's only been 10 months that we've really been in this. I want you to think back to when we really, when our infection rate went up. It was not in March. It was not in April. It was not in May. But it started in June after Memorial Day. It continued on like a train running out of control in July for 4th of July. And then into Labor Day, which is into September. We have to be very cautious. That's my public service announcement. Be responsible so we can save lives. All right, we want to talk again about the Bayou Classic in Shreveport, which is something haven't happened for many years. It's going to be a new thing for them. I don't know exactly what the status is and what their population will be down there and able to walk into the stadium, but they will have an opportunity to be playing that game to decide probably who's going to be close to representing the West. Because I think there is a game scheduled, the 24th of April, which includes, I think, Pine Bluff and possibly Southern University. So the decision to see who's going to compete for the Cricket Wireless SWAC Championship 2021 will be decided pretty much partly on the 17th of April, which is this coming Saturday, and for sure by April 24th, the following Saturday. So let's get out and support our historical Black College and the University. We need to make sure we're the voice, and we're glad to share this information with you. We looked for some predictions. I was hoping the team would call in and try to be a part of this, but at this point, the predictions are not available. They was going to text them in and let me read them off, and they didn't get that to me. So, but that's all right. That's all right. Someone said, what's your prediction? I, right now, have to flip the coin and say that it's going to be a really competitive game. And I'm truly, truly for Alabama State University, alumnus of it, and I'm so glad to have an opportunity to attend the university. However, I have seen both play, and it will be a competitive game. It's a toss-up. We'll see Saturday night around 10 o'clock that you know who will be representing the East in the championship game. The next thing we want to talk a little bit about is what is the benefits for South Carolina State and Delaware State participating in the spring 2021 football. The benefit is it is a lot better. You can find out how your team can compete and will compete in a game with competition instead of a spring game. So those two teams have a jump start on those teams that set out because of or opted out because the conference opted out and they chose not to participate. Now, there are some pros and cons goes along with that as well, because I would say those teams that are not participating can do full-fledged scouting of their teams for the fall. So look to see it to be competitive in the MEAC, the SWAC, the CIAA, as well as the SIAC. We look to see some awesome football in the fall, even though we will still try to work our way through the levels of the coronavirus to the COVID-19 that we can be comfortable. Whatever choice you have there, you can get there and be there and choose it based on what helps your family. I tell everybody, don't do something you're not comfortable with. You don't have to go. Yes, we've been locked down truly for 10 months. Someone's going to say, no, longer than mask mandate didn't come into a real, the sense of lockdown was in June in most states, 2020, March, April, and May. We had a national lockdown, but that was lifted in most places from the world today. So we got to realize we have a lot to do. Protect your family. Make sure we're all in better position in 2021. We'll begin to see our headway. We'll begin to know how we're going to deal with this. We'll see where the levels of where the vaccine and the effectiveness of it, we will really truly to see in 2021. So make sure you keep an eye. But do this with your family. Make sure your family have a chance to discuss at home about COVID-19 protocol. Follow the protocols. Don't give up. It's too soon to decide not to do it anymore. We need you to do that. Mo D, thank you so much for joining us. Mo D joining us as well. Thank you for tuning in to Talking Sports Plus with Dr. Rosa D. Smith, the voice of the historical Black college and university, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. Quickly, in our coach's corner, we want to take this opportunity to kind of push forth and talk about a few things here. We have the University of Alabama spring football coming up this weekend, along with besides several others. Auburn University, you got several others that played last weekend. Troy University played last weekend. Many of the other schools are slowly getting in. They can find out a lot about their spring, where the players can come since January. There are no, or for some teams, December. They can kind of know where their teams are going to be. A lot of work got put in this summer, which they weren't able to do last year. So some teams will be better because of that. And the teams that were already successful will be a little bit more successful because they have mastered how to get around and deal with this situation of COVID-19. The players are buying in. So we'll see an awesome opportunity to see through the spring if you are University of Alabama fan who was crowned 2020 National Championship of Football. You get a chance to see whether they be competitive. There's already the lines out in regards to what team has the possibility of going undefeated or going to the playoff in 2022, because that's when the playoff will start in 2021 in December, but it will championship will end in 2022. And I think reading some information over the ticker tape today, University of Alabama has a 16% chance of going undefeated, but has a 90% chance of going back to the playoffs. I know you said we're tired of seeing the same old team. Because behind them is Clemson. Behind them Clemson is Ohio State. You got Iowa State. You have Georgia. Those teams that you see in them and Oklahoma in the race every year. All I can tell everybody as a former coach, I'm not going to complain because they're there. I'm trying to get my team there. So whatever it takes for me to get my team there so I can be one of those teams that you talk about, I work hard. You have to put the work in to do it. So we'll look and see exactly if that's your team of interest. You just want to see what's going on. We're going to discuss the results of the NCAA March Madness. You know, I thought it was very successful. The Final Four was awesome. You had games go down to the last shot. The team that we thought would be the team that would represent was not the one as the champion. That was Gonzaga, who played Baylor, and Baylor brought the wood with them. They came and they put the wood on them, took them behind the woodshed, and gave them a good lashing. So we applaud Baylor University, crowned as the 2021 NCAA basketball, men's basketball champion. And also, it was a beautiful game for the young ladies, through the women. They played in San Antonio, the bubble. All both of them was bubble. And we'll definitely give a shout out to the team that held out on the coast. They played hard. They played tough. We'll applaud them. And it did come down to the last shot. So we have to make sure we give them a shout-out as well for the NCAA Women Champion. And you would be like, wow, that team we never thought could be there, but they was there. All of the teams, we can applaud them. We congratulate them for being there in the tournament. Next thing we want to touch on is just sharing some things about some middle school sports. In certain cities now where it didn't used to be, but particularly I'm going to say in South Central Alabama and Central Alabama, their middle schools are now having baseball competitive and softball. The impact will be prepare our young people to play at the next level at a high level. And we'll be just starting off in the ninth grade. So we applaud those systems throughout the Central Alabama and South Central Alabama for bringing middle school baseball and softball back. I give a shout-out because one of our team members and one of our co-hosts is a middle school softball coach as well as a middle school basketball coach, and that's Coach Lauren D. Smith. We give her a shout-out working with these young ladies who never played together ever, because this is the first year for having middle school. They may have played through a youth league, but they never played at that school that they go to every day where they're housed. Congratulations to those schools that are participating in middle school baseball and middle school girls softball. That's awesome. Well, it's been an awesome show tonight. We've touched on a lot of things. I appreciate each and every one of you all for joining us. You took time, and we're going to be coming back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And we truly, truly have a show for you. We're going to talk about Joker to King. It is a relationship show. We've been on a series talking about how we prepare our boys for successful and healthy relationships. We have to prepare them by modeling for them when they are boys. But whoever's modeling them have to be of good standard themselves. We're going to talk about those jokers, and jokers are those individuals, overgrown boys, grown males, pretending that they are grown beings. They are jokers compared to kings. Kings are grown men who can lead you in your fall. So we're going to talk about it tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time on WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. Check us out. Looking forward to you joining us and have an awesome time with me keeping along with the series. If you want to go back and check out some of the on-demand episodes specifically dealing with relationships, you can. We have over 367 episodes, including the relationship, the love cafe, as well as tell the truth. We got so many topics. We talk about sports. We're talking about relationships. We talk about love. We talk about economy. We talk about, oh, we got many shows. We have 9 shows that's rolling. So you get a chance to just roll back if you miss it. But you can check the one we had out on Tuesday. You're like, what you hear? On tomorrow night, we will have the Love Cafe at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And we truly, truly want to focus on love is powerful. That's the title. Love is powerful. And we're going to talk about how powerful love is to the point we're going to be able to define love, talk about love, and see why love scares some people. We're going to have an awesome show tomorrow. That's 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time on WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Instagram, as well as Twitter. You have an awesome rest of the night. I really have enjoyed spending this time with you. So we will talk with you for sure on tomorrow at 1 o'clock, that midday. We call it the midday blast. You're going to have a ball. So check us out at 1 o'clock. Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville Instagram page, facebook.com/DRLDAlberto Smith, and on Blog Talk Radio, where that call-in number is 347-857-4192. Have an awesome rest of the night. As we close out, we'll talk about that. There's a great opportunity if you're starting a business or you're trying to lift your business out of the, you know, after, like a phoenix. You're trying to rise from the fire so you can have a bright light. You have an opportunity to apply for the PPP, which is a payroll protection program funds that's there for small business with a cap of $100,000 and a cap of $20,833. You can borrow, and it's a loan to use to pay your payroll and also operate your business. So if you went in the hole, you can try to dig yourself out. If you are interested, you can get with our sponsor, which is the Smithway Enterprise Financial Solution Division. You can call, and the number is 334-467-7261. Call if you ask to leave a message, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. I want you to, again, keep in mind, practice the protocols of COVID-19. Make sure you wear your mask. Make sure to truly, truly wash your hands. Make sure you stay 6 feet. And if someone walk up, you have to say, excuse me, can you give me a little space? Make sure you stay at home if it's not essential. I know we've been boxed in, but the variants will spread quickly and fast if we are out overdoing it, breaking our body down, but just keep that in mind and share that. A shout out to those individuals again is that Romisha Anderson, Mo D. Thank you so much, Mo D. Then we also have a list of individuals. Capucina Ware, give her a shout out. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. As I look at Romika Anderson, she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And also a shout out to, slowly go down the page, Derek Robinson 781, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated.
We also want to give a shout out to the underscore Couture underscore magazine. Thank you. Check them out. And that's K-U-L-T-U-U-R magazine. Check it out and see what's going on with it. Also, we're going to give a shout out to Demetrius Martin. Thank you for joining us as well. Nova Sigma's of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Then you have a DJ Cool Breeze, a member of Phi Beta Sigma 1914 with the number one. He's shouting out Blue Fi. You have PBS underscore Epsilon Delta Sigma chapter, my frat brothers, Blue Fi. Thank you for joining us. Then we have Gregory Moore, 9286. Thank you, Greg, so much. Fleming underscore Joanne, join us. We're waving at Joanne, so we'll make sure we give her a wave. Thank each and every one of you for joining us. It's been awesome. Check us out tomorrow at 1 o'clock for that noonday hour, the midday hour, where we have an awesome show entitled Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. Comes on at 1 o'clock. I'm the host of that show, and we're going to be focusing on still preparing our boys for a healthy relationship. Our title for tomorrow is From Joker to King. I'm going to share some things about that. Then tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, we have the Love Cafe. The love is just where you just care about that person. You love that person because you what? Acronym L is listening. The O is overcoming. The V is you value her presence. You have mutual values. And the E is everything. Encouragement. Everlasting. So when you do that, you empower her and empower yourself to love one another. That's the Love Cafe. And the Love Cafe has a menu that soothes your appetite. Check us out tomorrow at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Have an awesome rest of the night, and we'll check you out on tomorrow. I want to share this with you because it's so important that I always tell you this. I want you to make sure you know your family members the same. Tell them you love them. Because, see, you're my family. I appreciate you taking time. You're either my frat brother, you're a divine nine, you're just listeners and watchers, and I love y'all, but I tell you. And I offer my hug to you, and I send it by virtual. But you hug your family members if you can, or send them one virtual. Tell them you love them, because I'm going to tell you I love you. The hashtag, I want you to always remember that I have several. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag one life matters. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag make sure you keep in mind, communicate for understanding. That's the number four. That's L-O-V-E. Love you. I love you. And hashtag make it do what it do. And last but not least, as we get ready to close it out, I'm going to put something that got a little upbeat. We don't own the rights to the music, but you give me an opportunity because I have to give you my shout that I always give. And if I can stroll out here quick enough to see what I need to see, that way we can have an awesome time closing this out. See, God is so good. He blessed us to be able to come before you, share something that's going to help you, hopefully, if not, stir something up inside of you. We just want you to be able to say that I had a chance to hear something from this guy on WBSW Internet Talk Radio, and he shared something that helped me understand a few things. If not, still you was exposed, and that's what it's all about, and we're so blessed to have you as a part of this. And see, that's how God continued to lift us. God continued to guide us and keep us.
And I'm just happy. I'm truly happy that he offered me an opportunity just to do this. So I'm going to step back and get this upbeat with all the rights to the music. And as I close out, I always tell you, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of your life.
Finally, she said, all right, all right.